Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You, someone who's been out exercising more than usual with the fantastic summer we've been having. I tell you what, we were down in Spain and it was so hot, we didn't hardly do any exercise. We just hung around the beach. But with the kids being off school, perhaps all the family have been making the most of the good weather and long evenings with plenty of outdoor fun and activities. But with kids going back to school and parents going back to work after some summer holidays, how can we go about maintaining our fitness when getting back into the September routine? And I think routine is just such an important part of all of this. But look, in the studio to give us his advice, we have Stephen Kinsella, owner and head coach at SF. So hold on, let me get this right. FSM,
yes.
Brain. Now that stands for
Functional Strength Movement.
Functional Strength Movement. Stephen's going to talk to us about the benefits of exercise. So firstly, you're very welcome to the show, Stephen. You're
Thank
a bit
you
of a regular
me.
Here,
yes,
so
yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Good, no problem.
Yeah, talk us through the benefits of exercise for all the family. I mean, we know this stuff, but look, just remind us again, why should we be exercising?
Well, firstly, there's the dynamic of just your basic health.
Yeah.
Your health is your wealth. So, and health is the optimal interplay of your organs and how your body operates. So the more efficient it is, your brain will work better, the heart will work better, the lungs will work better, your kidney, your hormones are more regulated, your insulin levels are better. So the science behind exercise is it's a positive for absolutely everyone in the world.
Yeah.
And then just the mental aspect. So obviously when you exercise, you release endorphins, and so it makes you feel better. Yeah. So why wouldn't you want to feel better? I know for a lot of people, it's the thinking about doing the exercise, getting to the gym or wherever to do the exercise is always that big struggle, but everyone always feels better at the end of it. So it's just kind of getting that. So the positives of exercise outseed, I think, anything and any excuse I've ever heard. I've heard pretty much them all,
yeah,
of why you shouldn't or can't exercise.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a positive, in
yeah,
my view.
I mean, I suppose sometimes we think of exercise as kind of like leisure activity, and
yeah,
therefore we sometimes think of it as sort of like, you know, the optional extra if you can do it. But
yeah,
really, you know, if you want to function, you should be exercising.
Well, exactly. We're designed, we're like, our bodies are designed to move. We're designed to, like, there was no such thing as a toilet when creation happened. There wasn't a porcelain loo for everyone to go on. So what did you do? You squatted, like,
yeah,
you moved your joints.
Yeah.
That's what designed. But what happens is we live a very sedentary lifestyle. Everything is very easily accessed. And we just, and you even kind of alluded to it earlier, is like, it's, you need discipline to have freedom, I think. And
yeah,
if you're disciplined in your exercise and it becomes like brushing your teeth,
yeah,
or having breakfast in the morning,
it becomes a habit.
It's a habit, and then it's just something you do. Like, I never question brushing my teeth every day.
Yeah.
And I only learned that because I was taught that from an early age.
Your mum and dad were there.
Exactly.
Get in there and get that job done.
Exactly. And I think that exercise is the same way, especially with families.
Yeah. Many families are preparing to get back into the routine of back to school, back to work after summer holidays. What advice do you have for families trying to keep up their exercise? You know, planning, organization, routine. How do we establish that, and where are the windows of time that people are finding that really work for that?
Well, I'd say like there's a few different variables, because obviously people's work, it's not a 9-to-5 world anymore. People
yeah,
work late in the evenings or very early. With kids going back to school and it's getting darker, you can't kind of, you don't really go out at 6 or 7 for a walk down the seafront or a walk through the woods because you still got bright lights. So it's kind of not really seen to be done anymore as the darker hours come in. But I kind of feel that if you just got a plan. So on Wednesday, you're going to do this with your family. You're going to go for a walk before they do their homework, or
yeah,
you're going to go for a walk straight after dinner while there's still a bit of light. And even if there's not light, wear like a fluorescent jacket if you're going out on the road or in the streets, or if you're going in the seafront, go to well-lit areas. You can still get an awful lot done. And who's to say you can't still do those things just because it's darker? But I would say, because obviously the cold weather and it comes in, plan at least one outdoor event per week, or plan an indoor event. Like, there's loads of places you can go with your family in the evenings to do like an hour of activity.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be exercise.
Yeah.
Like, you go play crazy golf.
Yeah.
That's a de-stressor,
yeah,
unless you're bad. Yeah. Which I would be.
End up throwing your clubs in the pond.
Exactly. But like little things like that. It doesn't have to be like play. If like we, a very kind of good coach said to me before, if you, people just played for 40 minutes every day, there'd be no need for exercise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're, when you're playing, you're exercising.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be. It could be mental play, as in like a board game. Yeah. And it could be like, when was the last time you played hide and seek with your kids? Like, I know younger kids, not all teenagers won't want to play, like, because they were like, that's just like sad for your life. But like, there's games that you can play, and no matter
what, get you moving.
Yeah, no matter what you do, everyone enjoys playing. They might be reluctant to start it, but they always have a bit of fun at the end. Again, despite being the hormonal teenager who doesn't want, you know, no one understands them. But like, there are a few bad
shut in their room.
Everyone has,
blinds drawn. Yeah. But Stephen, if you like talking to those that are committed to exercise, and you know, you've only got so much time. If you're talking to someone that's committed to exercise, how should they best use the time? Is it aerobic? Is it weights? Is it running?
If I had to pull like one of them, I would say weight training trumps everything.
Yeah.
Because weight training can build your aerobic capacity. It doesn't work really the other way. And weight training has more benefits long term as we age.
Yeah.
The people that like, but if you really enjoy running and that's your outlet, that's your like after work outlet, then definitely go running. It's kind of depending on the person. I would definitely say if you're very keen and avid into fitness and health and longevity, then you need to be incorporating a strength program in some aspect, weight, shape, or form. Because all other sports like running and playing a team sport are all imbalancing your body over time, because it's repetitive movement, unless you're balancing it out with some sort of strength work.
I suppose you know, like working with the gym, you know, going along working with a coach like yourself for a season can sort of help people get into a rhythm, and it can also sort of help them learn the exercises that actually help, as opposed to working away on your own and not being quite sure what you're doing.
Well, that's it. And you can, you, I think it's like anything, it's an education. You need to understand how the body works, why it works, and depending on your goal. And a lot of people's goal is like, it's realistically, it's to be there for their kids. If we're talking about family fitness, like I actually seen this, and it's not about fitness, but how do you get kids to read book? And the parent goes, kids mimic what their parents do.
Yeah.
So she reads books. All her children read books.
Yeah,
I was like, that's cool. I do be on my phone. My son wants to be on my phone. And that's exactly how it is. Yeah. So if a parent is active, and doesn't, like for me, it doesn't really matter if you like if it's just going for a walk, and that's the best you can do.
Yeah.
Then let's start with that. Yeah. If you're doing that on a regular basis and you start getting the kids involved, and maybe you go for a run. Or it's go to, like, for me, it's always like on the weekends, plan something.
Yeah.
When was the last time you rolled down a hill?
Yeah. Like, right.
You get quite dizzy. We did it at Avoca there a while ago, and there's people, loads of people staring at me. I'm 36, and my son rolling down hills. My partner, Susan, she wouldn't do it because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd roll down a hill, no problem. Yeah, why? Yeah. Because I had fun, my son had fun, and yous are all looking at me having fun.
Yeah.
And you should be doing it too.
Yeah.
I don't know if the people that own Avoca were too happy with me rolling down hills, but sure, I still did it. And
yeah, very good. What about nutrition? Going back into the routine, is that, you know, we've probably been eating too much comfort food over the summer, so any tips or reminders on that sort of thing?
Well, I think with people getting back into routine with school, and I think the pattern of food gets a little bit more dialed in. Like, obviously, if it's a lovely hot day, you're going to go for a walk, see the ice cream van, you might get an ice cream, or you might just, you'd be indulging a little bit more in your foods during the summer, which is fine. But as you get back into nutrition, it's just like, if you know, like you're up at 7, you get the kids up, you have to go to school, the lunches have to be made. It's just making sure that those lunches are a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
And the one thing about kids is education of food. Like, all food is not bad. And I know kids would tend to want to not go towards vegetables with some children. But it's an education of that. And that's all it is.
Yeah.
And if you educate them the right way, they will start eating vegetables.
Yeah.
And we have a process in the gym that we use with our kids. And it could take us 3 months to get them to put a piece of vegetables, some form of vegetable in their mouth. But it does work.
Yeah,
and it's just by slow, just Yeah. It's getting them to want to do it rather than you telling them to do it. Because we have a, as a species, as humans, we tend to have a defiance to do this. No.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing this. Oh, can I do it too? It's the same kind of, we just have that natural kind of aspect to us. So I think we, and kids especially, like, and I'm learning this and I'm saying this with confidence because this is what my son does. And he's 2.5. Yeah. And I'm like, we're doing this. No. And then it's like, if I just do it without him, he wants to do it. Yeah. So little things like that. So I just, first time experience.
Goes well. Let me talk about exercise again from this angle, sort of, you know, we are social beings. What role does the kind of the group play, the community play? You know, like how important is it, say, for people that come to your gym, the fact that there's a social dynamic, that there's a, maybe a team of people that come in every Thursday and they kind of do a fitness class together and they sort of support each other? I mean, do you find that that's, that really helps people that are struggling to exercise on their own?
I do. I think the community aspect of whatever you're doing is essential to your training because there's days you don't want to do it.
Yeah,
and then you go because you know you're going to go and meet people that you like hanging out with. Yeah. And it's an, for a lot of people, that our training that we do isn't the outlet.
Yeah,
it's hanging out with the, it's the people they do it with is the outlet.
Yeah,
and no matter, even if the workout's hard or didn't enjoy it, it's at the end you're having the laugh about, oh my, I can't believe I did this. It's oh my, and Stephen is, he's such, so mean and stuff. And I tend to be the butt of a lot of jokes and it is, I'm the meanest coach, but they're having fun. And I think the community aspect, like anything, is huge. Like your listeners is a community of people that listen to Spirit Radio. So they all tune in and they listen to what's coming up. They might like every song, but they still keep tuning in because they know that the content is good and what's happening is good. And they know that it's all done in a kind of nice, favorable way going forward and to help educate people on living a better life. And I think the community of fitness is the same thing.
Yeah.
Like we had a barbecue this weekend. We had like 50-something members come down for a barbecue. We had bouncing castles for the kids. And they all kind of, they all loved it. And now all this week they're just talking about the barbecue and who brought what and like the fun that was had and like the adults jumping on bouncy castles and
you know
themselves.
Sometimes I have a really hot curry, you know, and part of the hot curry is you enjoy the food, but a part of it is that sense of achievement at the end. I did it. Oh man, I'm burning, but I did. Is it a bit like that with, you know, your fitness classes, that people sort of, oh, Stephen was so mean, but I survived him. Is there a bit of that that goes on?
A lot of people like to be
shouted at.
Shouted at. I would say punished, but they like to...
they like to survive it.
It's a test.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of it, and it doesn't need, not every day needs to be
like that.
Like we're going through the war.
Yeah.
But there is a test of mental fortitude with some exercise, and I think that's essential because in life we get tested.
Yeah.
Like if you get a promotion, or if you lose a promotion, or if you lose your job, or your child is sick, there's a mental fortitude that has to be built there. Yeah. And I think that if you train and exercise regularly, you're building that fortitude because you know how to push yourself.
Yeah.
You should know how to not push yourself, but that's why I'm there. I'm there so you don't push yourself too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that a lot of people need that community. They need that kind of mental challenge to see. So why do people run their first 5K?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
You run your, then you run a 10K, and it's a challenge. Or you want to run a faster time, or a marathon, or you want to like lift a certain number on the bar, and it's a challenge. Why do you want to keep them progressing in your career? Because you want more, and it's human nature to want more and be successful. And once you're not being mean to other people along the way, I think is like impact as many people as positively as you can is the goal for, I think should be the goal for everyone. Yeah. And if you can do that and live a nice life, sure, why not? And exercise will 100% help you. And if you don't know how to exercise, get out there, climb a tree.
There we go, folks. There it is. The words from Stephen there. Look, it's September. It's time to get back into our routines. It's we know the benefit there is in exercise. And if you want to know more about what Stephen is doing, you can check out the website. It's FSM, Functional Strength Movement, Bray.ie. That's FSM, Bray.ie. Or you can find them also on Facebook. Stephen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Very refreshing. And I'm feeling challenged.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.